You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a good-looking Thursday morning here at 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. We're joined right now by Craig Roloff and Scott Stilo from Bergstrom Automotive. Drive for a cure, and they pulled up with two of the most bad-ashed looking automobiles we've seen outside of our window ever.
We're a ways away from those.
We are a long ways away.
But they're doing it for the right reason. We talk about all the needs that we have in Northeast Wisconsin, greater Green Bay. And we need companies to step up and help. And what you do for breast cancer, and you've been doing this for many years, is phenomenal. And Bergstrom does a lot for the community, Appleton, Green Bay. And you guys really made inroads into Green Bay lately. Bought a couple places.
We have. We're excited to be in Green Bay. It's now one of our largest markets. We have 6 dealerships here and just over 1,000 team members. We're excited to be in Green Bay.
Can I ask one quick question? When you took over Bergstrom, who cleaned out Casey Keene's office? Did you find any crazy stuff? Let's be honest, did you?
Well, we did have to clean some things up.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the Bergstrom way, which is terrific. We've been supporters of yours for... You have great service and great quality product. Tell me about why the breast cancer. I mean, there's so many things. Johnny and I work with a lot of charitable things. Alzheimer's, I had mentioned to you during the break. And why the breast cancer?
You know, it's exciting for us to give back to a great cause. And, one in eight ladies deal with breast cancer. And a lot of those ladies are our team members and family members of those team members. And so it's a great way for us to give back and to assist our team as well.
And it's almost like a personal thing. Like we did the football game the other night, Packers beating cancer type thing, the high school game. We had 4 Packer players out there. And they raised almost $30,000. And a lot of it was student raised for a teacher with breast cancer. And it just seems like the type of thing that you hate to say it, but every person has somebody that's a relative, I swear, that has had or has breast cancer. It's just something that affects us all on such a personal level. Do you know what I mean? That it's like you almost feel like you're somehow doing it for your friends, family, neighbors. They're all going to be affected some way.
For sure. We have, there's a lot of our team members who are affected by breast cancer or know someone who has been affected by it.
Exactly.
But the neat thing about the event is, we've been doing it for over 15 years, and now we're seeing second generations come and drive these cars.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So, the mother, the sister, the neighbor, or the friend, they'll come as a group. They'll drive the car. We'll see them again the next year and then the next year.
That's great. Can you describe the whole event?
Yeah, and I think we'll just start with that. Yeah. October is breast cancer awareness, and everybody leans into that. I mean, you see even city buses have the pink ribbon on. Of course, the NFL is really into it, and a lot of companies step up, and nobody does it better than you guys. What exactly does Bergstrom do?
Yeah, so the event is really fun. We have 100 cars set up for the weekend, Friday at our Victory Lane campus in Appleton, and then Saturday both in Oshkosh at our Import campus and in Green Bay at our Cadillac store on Taylor Street. We have 100 cars set up. There's domestics, there's pickup trucks, there's volume import vehicles.
Is that vet out there, one of the cars?
That will be there for special rides.
How about that Hummer?
We're gonna have some luxury cars there. We actually have a fleet of EVs as well. So,
oh, cool.
All you do is show up, drive the cars, put some miles on. We make the donations, have some lunch, and drive some more. And it's a great opportunity to experience some cars that maybe you haven't experienced before, but to have some fun as well.
And how's the money raised? We pay for that, or how? Tell me how that works.
Because
the money we need for research, we're not there yet, even though 1 of 8, but we've made a lot of progress, but it still takes money to get the cure.
So there's a couple ways that we raise the funds. For every mile driven, we donate $1 to the Medical College of Wisconsin, as well as every new fan on social media, we donate $5 for every new fan. So multiple ways to earn some money.
So MCW, that's great. That's a great institution that we're fortunate to have here, both in Milwaukee and in Green Bay. What about the fan? I'm not as familiar with that. How does that work, Greg?
So on social media, we're going to donate $5 for every new Facebook fan,
really?
Instagram fan, or a LinkedIn follow. So it's as simple as that. If you can't make it to the event, just like us on those three properties, and we'll donate $5 for each of those.
But now let me get, so if That's I great. Show up, okay.
When?
Saturday?
Yeah. When you show up.
When you show when up, see, yeah.
This guy's a sales guy, tomorrow. John. He's not going to let you just get
tomorrow.
Away with
yeah. When I show up and I say, hey,
he's
I'd like to
have an appointment.
Okay, hang on.
No appointments necessary.
Okay. Boy, you got some nice cars here. Could I take this one right here?
For sure.
And you're saying, yeah. And I drive 10 miles and I bring it back. Do I give you guys $5 for every mile?
Nope.
No.
So we have a predetermined course.
Okay.
So
I got it.
It's
okay.
About 8 miles.
Okay.
You come down, hop in a car, you go out on the course, 8 miles, hop in another car, do it again as many times as you want. We make the donation. For each mile you drive, we donate $1.
So it's free for me?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I paid to do those
nope,
miles.
Nope.
Well, that's a win-win then.
For sure.
Why wouldn't somebody
we'll
want to do
a free hot dog too?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. All right.
Do you have John's GPS? For sure. Yeah, I know. Do you have a GPS tracker on there?
Well, a couple or things.
Do you go with
he
the sales guy,
the
or salesperson,
Marinette?
I know. Wait, he's off track. He's off track. He's speeding up.
We got some rules. You got to be 21 to drive. You can't speed. And we have
How's
police out on
monitored?
The course.
Do you have a governor? Do you have a governor on there?
Our local municipalities help monitor that.
Oh, okay. I know those guys.
That's cool. Yeah, you know them well. Yeah. First name basis.
This is great. And again, I just want to go over how easy it is here and the different days, right? We kick this off tomorrow in Appleton, and then Green Bay's October 5th. So we go to the one on Taylor Street.
Which correct. Is Saturday, right?
That's Saturday.
Yeah, right. Yep. We can go 10 morning, 9, whatever time you start.
9
that.
To 3, okay. Both in Oshkosh and Green Bay.
All right.
On Saturday.
People just go in there and say, look, I've been hearing all this EV stuff. I've been maybe thinking of trying something new.
Yeah.
So I can drive it, and then the donations go. You make the donations.
We make the donation
that's
for you.
See, that's
cool.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come drive a car, have some fun, experience, you know, something maybe you haven't driven before, and have some lunch, and we make the donation for you.
That's. Is there an opportunity if somebody wants to make a donation there to...
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Absolutely.
Do the these cars that are they all new or are they some used cars or what are you showcasing?
Yeah, they're all brand new cars, and there's a great range from pickup trucks to, you know, some domestic products. We'll have some luxury Mercedes Benz, BMW there. There's a
and
whole bunch of
these can
to
be
from.
Driven?
Absolutely.
What kind of Mercedes do you have over there?
Yeah, this is cool. I mean, when else would somebody like me have a chance to drive these kind of cars? This is really cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
There's a couple dozen electric vehicles out there too. So if you haven't driven one of these cars before, come on out.
Never have. No. I'd love to try it.
Yeah,
see what
they're,
it's
all
they're
about. Neat. Driving this Hummer out here is really cool.
I'll bet.
And that's an EV.
That's an EV.
That Hummer.
Yeah.
So how many miles can you get on something like that? Because, I mean, that's always the big story, you know, because in the, you know, I'll be honest with you, I make fun of the UP all the time, but, you know, there's some stretches up there. You'll go 50 or 60 miles without a gas station.
Yeah. Yeah. Ranges continue to improve. The Hummer range is about 350 miles. And, you know, some of the new, the Escalade IQ that's coming out later this fall is over 500 miles of range. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It continues to get better with technology.
Okay. Now, how popular have they become?
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah,
really? I hear about that, and I don't see a lot. Is it that popular here in Green Bay? I haven't seen a lot of EVs, but maybe you can't tell by looking at it, huh?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that, but certainly, you know, the penetration of EVs continues to grow.
Right,
they've only been around for a couple of years,
right.
The most part, at least in mass. But yeah, we continue to do well with them. They're popular, and
Yeah, I just love your, what do you call your campus in Appleton?
Victory Lane.
Yeah, that Victory Lane. I mean, that's like going to awesome. We're at the car show this weekend.
Got a text right here. EV cars are a blast to drive.
Right. Do they have the same 0 to 60 and all that?
Unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, Jim's
much
looking
faster
at it
than
now.
A gas engine, for
now
sure.
Now Jim's looking at it.
Is that Mercedes EV?
You're right, Todd.
The Mercedes that we'll have there is not an EV.
Okay.
No.
Hmm. I want to get back to, we went to this Italian.
When there is one, give Jim a call because he's buying one.
Is there a Mercedes EV?
There was Oktoberfest, the auto at the gallery here. And they just had
the auto. Have you been here to the auto gallery?
Absolutely. Sure have. That's a special spot.
You probably have a couple cars in there. And it was all dedicated to, because of Oktoberfest, German. And just there were a ton of Mercedes, Porsches, BMWs. And that's just fun to see. And I don't know. Some are affordable and some, wow.
Some not so much.
But Vets, are they retaining their luster?
Absolutely. Okay. The new Corvette is absolutely phenomenal.
It's beautiful. The one you have out there is
cool looking.
Cool.
It's a mid-engine car now, and to get into a supercar with a mid-engine, you can't touch one of those for under $200,000.
Wow.
You can get into a Corvette for in the 60s. So
yeah,
it's a great product.
Wow. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, which car do you think still holds its value the most? Because, I mean, Vet Collector, I remember this, I'm going back 30 years, but you remember Lindy Infante, the old Packer coach?
Absolutely.
And when he got his signing bonus when he was drafted, it was like $3,000, okay? And he took the whole thing and went and bought a Corvette. And he said instead of driving that Corvette all over the country, if he had parked that in a garage, I think it was 1963, what that would have been, that would have been like the greatest investment he could have made, because he used to buy stocks and things like that.
Right.
That would have been his greatest investment, parking that Corvette.
Yeah, for sure. It's trucks and SUVs do great, but some of these exotic sports cars are certainly a lot of fun.
I did the Corvette rally one time. They took us down to Road America. Yeah. We got to do two laps around Road America. Holy cow, was that fun. Wow. I felt like I was riding a stallion or something. It's like, can I control this thing? That was so cool.
And trucks are, again, they always are very popular, but, they obviously they're kind of profitable too. I don't know that, but that's a good market.
It's a great market.
It really is.
Truck sales overall, it's the number one selling product in the U.S.
That's what I thought.
For sure. And matter of fact, if you look at the top five spots, trucks have three of those spots. So it's a huge product.
How is it supply-wise? Because I know guys that have looked and they can't quite find what they're looking for. There's just, they're not putting them out fast enough.
Yeah, supplies have rebounded for sure. We're kind of back to a level of normalcy that we're used to.
Oh, good.
So that feels pretty good.
Well, I would think you have a little bit of buying power too.
We do buy a few. Yeah,
probably say we're move us to the top of the list. We need those trucks.
Right. Once again, who, what, and where?
So Drive for a Cure event. It's this weekend. Starts tomorrow, Friday, at Victory Lane in Appleton, and it wraps up Saturday at our Oshkosh Import Campus, as well as our Green Bay Cadillac store on Taylor Street. 9 to 3 both days. Come out and drive some cars, have some lunch, and enjoy the fun.
What? I have to ask an uncomfortable question. Do you check driving records?
Well, in some cases, we might have to.
If it's a track, I'll stay out of it. I just think it's...
Actually, can you guys stick around for a few more minutes?
Talk about
it. Sure.
Okay, we have some great companies in Green Bay, and you're one of them that really make this community work. I appreciate what you're doing. I'll talk more about the whole cause and where the money goes to. And I mean, breast cancer, like you said, 1 in 8. That's a lot of people.
All right. We'll be back with Craig and Scott from Bergstrom right after this.
Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And when the call came in, it was Daddy on the other end, asking her if she had been singing the song, singing, move on highway, go on along.
Hey, welcome back. Might on the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM WSS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, this is the time of year you're looking to maybe think about ways to save on heating costs. Well, the best way you could possibly do that is by getting great windows and great doors from Pella. Pella has the most I'm just going to throw it over to you. They have the most efficient windows and doors you'll ever find, and you found that out yourself in a 120-year-old house.
Yes, and we talked a little bit earlier in the week about how tested their products are. Some people build things, and they, I don't know if it's planned obsolescence or what, but they don't last as long, whereas Pella, they haven't been there 120 years in my house. That's how old my house is. But we replaced all our windows and doors. Heating bill went down significantly. And they come in with their little laptop and show you the different designs they have, the different colors they have. And, houses built in the 80s need things that are different than some of our houses that were built in the early 1900s. So, yeah, I just love them. And, of course, that's half the battle is the right product. The other thing is the installation, and these guys install it right.
Yep.
You know, it's like we're going to talk to you guys a little bit, but you get a nice car, you want to get the good mechanic, too. I mean, or bring it back to your place to get it the oil changed and repaired. Anyway, Pella's great. It's funny. This is not funny. This is coincidental. They're a great company to Green Bay as well. As are you guys, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you're doing. But just a shout out to Pella Windows and Doors, PellaWI.com.
Yep, PellaWI.com.
They got some great specials going on too, which you didn't have when I got my windows. So it's nice.
I'm sure you found a way to still get a special, a mayor special. I'm certain of that. Greg Rolfe, Scott Stilo, Drive for a Cure with Bergstrom Automotive.
And what these guys do, and I think you've heard this, it's been around for years, but it's a program. You know, you said earlier, John, it's just such a win-win program. You go out to Bergstrom. They have three locations, Appleton tomorrow, Green Bay on Saturday, and Oshkosh on Saturday. You can test drive one of their great cars, and they got these EV cars now. And every mile you drive, this eight-mile track, they donate to MCW for the breast cancer research, which we still got a ways to go on breast cancer. I think we've made a lot of progress, but we have ways to go. So just thank you guys for doing this. And
yeah, I think it's awesome.
Who all comes to this? If the families, is everybody welcome? Do you have to be wanting to buy a car to do this?
No, just come on out. Like we said earlier.
You may receive a business card from somebody. Yeah?
Car salesman?
There are whole families that come to this event, including children, moms, dads, grandmas, aunts, uncles, and they drive as a pack. So they'll jump in one car, they'll take the car for a ride, and they'll come back and they'll jump in another car and they'll do it again. And they do it all day long.
Awesome.
And then they, in between, they grab a free hot dog. And
do you have any Hummers that people are allowed to drive?
not this Hummer, no. Okay. We reserve this for special rides. So if you're if you're not you, John. If you're at the event and you're battling breast cancer or you know someone, reach out to one of us and we'll give you a ride in the Hummer.
Oh, no, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Craig, tell me a little bit more about the social media, the $5 thing. I want to be clear on that for our listeners if they are gone or
for
can't.
For sure. So we want to create a way that if you're not able to make the event, you can still contribute. So on our Bergstrom Automotive Facebook page, Instagram, or LinkedIn, if you become a new fan over the next 2 days, we'll donate $5 for each of those new fans.
Yeah, who wouldn't do that?
It's an easy way.
And to become a follower.
It's a fun way to raise money.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a fun way to keep up on all that Bergstrom's doing, and especially your new vehicles. And I mean, come on, we got to do that.
For sure. We like to have fun on social media. You know, our team does a lot of great stuff, and it's just a great place for us to show off our team members.
You get pulled in a lot of directions. I mean, Bergstrom is like across the street, Schreiber, and like we talked about Pella. There's some companies that have done very well. They're profitable, but they give back a lot. And choosing breast cancer, and you do a lot of things because I work at a homeless shelter and you do some projects with us, but how do you select this? How do you decide what you're doing and how you're doing it?
Yeah, it's always been important for us to give back. We've been doing it since the day we opened our doors. We have a predefined amount of pre-tax earnings that we give back every year. And it's not easy to pick and choose.
Not bad.
We try and do everything that we can. And, you know, from a breast cancer research standpoint, you know, Craig said we're over 15 years in running. Over $600,000 raised and donated to the Medical College of Wisconsin, which is super exciting.
And that Medical College of Wisconsin, which is local, a couple branches here, well, more than a couple now, it goes into the research. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's just a lot. I mean, it's amazing how complicated the human body can be, and some people and other people and some hereditary, and there's still a lot to be done, but you're making great progress. I'll give you a lot of credit. A lot of people are getting these diagnoses and it's not the end of the world, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. That's so important.
And that's all because of that research.
Right.
It really is. Let me ask you this. Are you guys both from around here?
We are. Yeah.
Okay. This is a great community for support with causes like this, isn't it though?
I mean,
it really is.
People come out and support, have a great time. They're engaging, they're giving back. And you know, that's one of the coolest things about our team, too, is we have several hundred volunteers for this, and they're all our team members. And they love to do that. You know, having a job or a career is one thing, but having the ability to give back and and do something more is huge, and our team absolutely loves it.
How many people are one quick? Because we're talking with I think Mark Scogan, I think one day with one of his people about how many requests they get per day. I want to say it's in the hundreds.
It is.
Must be the same for you guys, huh?
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. However, what you're doing, and when you look at these young, talented people, and there are a whole lot of them out there, they really, that's important to them when they come to work for a company.
I mean, absolutely.
I have some kids in Nashville, and they just really, you know, Warby Parker is a great company. There's a lot of good companies down there. Yeah. And it's very competitive because you want to get that talent. And, boy, that's so important if they get a day of volunteering or if they can give back or if the company gives, like, that's pretty cool that you have X amount of your profits.
And when you join a company like that, knowing,
and you could,
that's almost expected.
They brag about it.
If you're part of this team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have over 2,300 team members now. And situations like this and events like this, we can't turn these team members away. They want to help.
Yeah,
so they reach out to us. How can we volunteer? And most of these people that are helping over the next 2 days are, these are their days off.
That's what I mean,
and
yeah.
And wow. They come in to help us run the events.
And that's how
and we
you
couldn't do
get these, that's how these events get done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By people like that.
And with that, though, it does start at the top. And John Berksem's been very, very good to this community and his son. And you guys, they can just see that you're cut from the same cloth. Just thank you for doing this. It's important. Like John said, you know, we have a lot of people that come in here. There's a lot of causes in Green Bay, and couldn't do it without people like Berkstrom. All right, so we're going to see you guys. We're going to see you on tomorrow in Appleton, October 4th. Would you say 9 to 3?
9 to 3.
Okay. Taylor Street in Green Bay, the Cadillac dealership, and then Oshkosh on the 5th. That's Saturday as well.
Craig and Scott, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and I'll tell you
really
what,
appreciate it.
You, who's driving the vet?
I am.
We're going out there right now.
You know it's a chick magnet, right?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Very special thanks to Craig Roloff and Scott Stilo, Drive for a Cure, Berkstrom Automotive. This is going to be a great event, isn't it? I mean, how much fun would that be to go out and drive one of these really cool cars? And you don't have to pay for it. They pay you to take their cars for a ride.
Right. They
donate the money to the charity.
And donate the money to the charity.
Every mile.
But they pay for you to drive.
Yep. They donate the money, right, to MCW, which is, you know, great Wisconsin Medical College. The other thing is that if you can't go and you just want to, you know, follow them on Facebook or Instagram, they'll donate $5 to MCW. So
great organization.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage Corporation is here, and she is a car aficionado, which this is so ironic. Being
VW
Trucker Thursday.
Yeah. Yes, we've got a couple of VWs. We love them.
You know, when I went to that auto show, they had the VW buses.
Yes.
As much as I've seen those, you know, usually broken down on the side of the road, as much as I've seen those, those are pretty cool. They were more spacious than I thought, but
they are.
There's just a lot of room there, the bench seats.
Yeah.
Are these from the 60s? 67?
Yeah, 60s, 70s.
Right.
Yeah.
But they were in unbelievable shape. I mean,
yeah.
Those are like the hippie vans, right?
That's what I'm saying, that they just seemed like they were, and they did. They had a couple of them with the flowers on.
Yeah. Have you ever been down to Elkhart Lake for the races?
Oh, yeah.
There's a big group of them that have.
Is it really?
That have the VW vans, and they camp in them. And they're all set up awesome. Like, they're very cool.
Did they have the original bumper stickers? You know, don't come a knocking if this baby's rocking. Ash, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free.
Oh, man. I don't
they didn't have those bumper stickers.
No.
Todd, you remember those right?
Funny. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Those are funny.
Oh, yeah.
But they were just in unbelievable shape. Your VWs are 72s?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
you got to bring one morning.
Yeah,
those are cool.
I should. I've got my little convertible in my husband's has been. I was just telling them on the cover of VW magazines.
So wow.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they easy to work on? Like, or do you have to bring those into some places?
Well, I work on them all the time. And
do you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
my husband seems to enjoy it.
Because I remember my brother ran a garage and gas station where I'm from.
For sure.
Those would come in. they used to get a little bit, not upset, but it took different types of tools
right.
and things like that for back in those days. And I'm talking like 1972, yeah. 1971.
Yeah.
And it was like, it is a little tough for American little garages
so they had the wrenches
work
with the
on
both,
those.
The both types, right? I mean.
Both types,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But back in those days, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, do we need Point Mortgage if we're going to buy a car?
No. Yes. No. I don't sell cars. I don't finance cars.
Okay, it's all houses.
I don't finance 1972. You know what?
You know what was a very difficult talk I had with somebody was one time when this lady, her and her boyfriend or whatever, they were going to buy a house.
Yeah.
So they came to me to buy a house.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, first thing you got to get pre-approved.
Yes.
You know, blah 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 blah. She said, hey, we're pre-approved for, you know, it's like $160,000 or something.
Right.
I said, great. I said, you know, we'll start looking. She says, yeah, but just start looking at about $25,000. I go, why is that? She goes, well, my boyfriend wants to use the rest to buy a brand new truck. It's like, yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No, it does not work that way.
It's like, well, yeah, the bank said, well, it'll give us, but I said, here's the difference. The bank wants to give you money for that house.
Yes.
Because every day you own it, it will become more valuable.
Yes.
And they won't give you money for that truck because every day right. you own it, it becomes less valuable.
Yeah, she's you like, and the bank.
She's like, well, that's not fair. It's like, okay, you know what? I think I'm not not the realtor for you.
That yeah. Right? No, that question happens a lot. And honestly, it happens too where, well, if I look at 125, even though I'm approved for 160, can I use that difference to fix the house up?
Exactly. No.
You can't.
No.
And we talk about—
There is a rehab loan, but it's an entirely different
entirely
loan.
Different.
Yep.
But let's talk about those because I think people are in a house and it's like, we need a new house. It's like, wait, let's just do something with our house.
Yes.
I will tell you there's a company in Green Bay or maybe it's Appleton, I don't know where it is, in Northeast Wisconsin that really puts on these mother-in-law rooms.
Yeah, they're becoming more and more popular.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
And
I
would consider that. No, it's really an addition that has its own little, well, they even have a kitchenette in there too. I know it's own bathroom and
shower. Most of them do. Yep. Yeah. They become really big.
You know, for the chairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's
your mother-in-law suite. Oh, so they're kind of there, but they're kind of not there.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea because, you know, way, way back in the day, we had these extended families, right?
Where
you
right.
all live together and that gets tough today. So will you help finance that? That's more of an addition as opposed to a purchase.
We don't necessarily do the addition. If you wanted an addition, it would be a construction loan. You'd go
right.
to
you'd
a
refinance
construction,
your house.
But you'd refinance your house and get the cash
thing.
Out of
or
it.
Or home
that
equity
kind of
loan.
Thing.
Right.
Home equity loan, yes.
Yeah, probably be less
right.
than doing
but
the addition. Yeah.
Those
you're just borrowing from yourself.
Right.
Yeah, those are called ADUs or additional dwelling units. And those are becoming more and more popular.
They?
So they can, as long as they're comped, and that, by that I mean comparables
yeah.
on an appraisal, as long as there's comparables there. It's no different than any other financing. A lot of the big questions right now, too, are barn dominiums. And there are some banks that will...
I'm sorry, say that again?
Barn dominiums.
Okay.
Where
I don't
they're,
know what that is.
Or like...
Silo
converting
dominiums.
A barn?
Or like, no, where they... The barn... They're basically like a schouse. Where it's a shop and a house.
I don't know what a schouse is either. Okay.
You're
educating me on all new terms.
Today.
I know. I like
smart.
This. A schouse?
A schouse or a barn dominium. So where they basically... put their shop and house all in one.
Okay.
Right? And they can build bigger. They don't necessarily need the siding. Because they can use, it's like a, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
It is a shop and a house put together in one.
It's what it sounds like something I would love.
Right.
That sounds
you have
like
to get
exactly
proper,
the place I'd love to live.
Yeah, but don't do that until you get proper zoning.
Right. You need proper zoning. Like, you can't do those in neighborhoods that there's covenants and things like that. You know,
if you got some land a little bit more out.
Yeah, but we'll lend on them as long as there's comparables.
Tell
the problem is some of those are so new, there's not a lot of comparables for them yet because they haven't been sold. But they are becoming a bigger thing.
So the shelves, tell me about the barn dominium.
Similar. You know, where you take an old barn and turn it into a house or
residential.
That's
and,
my dream. You're talking about my
that's
dream.
That's why I said silominium.
Talk about my dream.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
But hey, you want to know a street? You know, I saw the other day, a street I went down in Green Bay that I've gotten down a million times I've never noticed before. There's a couple of old Quonset huts, like from the old Gomer Pyle show. And where are those from? How did somebody put Quonset huts in the middle of Green Bay? And they're converted, right?
They're downtown. The ones I know of, they're downtown by the pickle.
Yeah.
Factory?
Yes. Exactly.
I remember as a kid going there with my grandpa, and it used to be some kind of a grocery store, and we would always get popsicles out of the center.
No kidding.
And shop.
From the Quonset hut?
From the Quonset hut,
yes. Wow.
I drove by them, and I always have that memory.
But
I
how did two Quonset huts that, again, look like a World War II thing? Yeah. How did they end up in the middle of Green Bay?
I don't know, but they've been there.
I was going to say they've been there before.
30, 40 years at least, yeah.
That pickle factory, they're still manufacturing there? You smell vinegar when you walk around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's pretty strong.
Yes, oh, yeah. I used to work there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used to.
What'd you do?
I used to test the brine.
Did you?
When I was in college.
Don't they say that's real good for you if you're dehydrated, pickle brine, that it revives
you? It's so good for you for so many reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what, she works for the pickle factory. Of course she's going to
say it's been 20 years, though. Okay.
No, that is true.
Were they sweet pickles or dill?
All of them.
I love sweet.
We had a conference here in Green Bay, a mayor's conference, and we gave them products.
Yes.
So we went over to your place, and you gave us, everybody got a jar of pickles, which is cool, except everybody got toilet paper and some other stuff, too. But anyway, it's cool that
I only worked there for a hot minute. It's not mine.
But still,
it's
cool.
Just kidding.
I like it.
Yeah.
So how's business? How are we doing in the mortgage business?
It's in the news.
It's in the news like every day.
It's in the news every day. So it is good. It is crazy right now because the Federal Reserve, remember the last time I was here, the Federal Reserve had just dropped their rate 0.5 point. So everyone
was assumed. And we weren't sure exactly what was going to wash out from that.
Yes. And rates have slowly ticked up as we had said they might because the Federal Reserve, everyone, that 0.5% was baked into the rates probably 6 or 8 weeks prior.
Okay.
They knew that was coming out. So right now we're basically staying steady.
Okay.
Rates are not really, maybe up about an eighth. They're not really coming down or up heavy. The market really needs right now some kind of big information to make any big changes. So does that mean, you know, they're really leaning still on inflation and jobs reports?
Okay.
That's going to be so in a world where we this is the double-edged sword side, right? We all want really low rates. But right now, to get those really low rates, we'd have to have probably some not great job numbers. Great. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
economy isn't doing great.
Things are going so good, there's no reason to drop.
Exactly. Right. So we either, you know, that, and so I'm trying to be careful about this because I don't want people to be like, oh, she's, you know, she's fear-mongering. I get that on, you know, from trolls on social media. No, it's educating.
Right.
It is, and it's what you don't want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. Like, in our world, and I used to say that even 20 years ago, when the economy's not doing great, mortgage rates tend to do better. And I mean, better meaning they go lower. So people have that.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is it's a double-edged sword as well. We got to be careful what we wish for, right? Because right now we're maybe getting 1.5 million new job, or I'm sorry, 1.5 million new properties coming on the market nationwide. But if rates drop another 0.5 point to a point, they're predicting 5 million people come into the market.
Wow.
So those numbers don't add up. So then we go back to bidding wars, and nobody loved those. Nobody wanted to be a part of those either. So the fact is the very slow roll as the rates tend to drip down very cautiously and very slowly is actually going to be more stable for our market, in my opinion.
But the interest rates, 2-3%, which is unbelievably significant.
Yes.
But really the answer, though, is supply. And
right.
You saw
it's
that, I don't know
supply.
If you watched the vice presidential candidate, and both of them, I mean, that was a very kind of a, almost a cordial debate.
Yes.
I don't know if cordial is the right word, but it wasn't contentious like some of these things can be. And boy, I tell you,
right.
There was agreement on we need more housing, right?
Oh,
now,
gosh,
somebody
yes.
wants to use federal land, somebody wants to use, you know, other things. But at the end of the day, you would have done, they both said, look, we need more housing.
We do.
But what's the spark? There's a bunch of things involved in building houses and selling houses and having spec homes and getting them sold and everything like that. But what's the spark that needs to be done to propel that back to guys want to build?
We talked about it the last time.
I know, but there's got to be something.
Getting these young kids into these labor markets wanting to work. It drives the price down, right? More competition.
Right.
And then the other thing on that, where I feel like in the builders I've talked to, a lot of them say the same thing. It's the development. It's the actual development.
Okay.
You know, like concrete is somewhat stabilized, if you will. I mean, everything went up, let's be honest. But concrete has seemed to stabilize a little bit. The, you know, forever it was, well, the wood supply is up.
Right.
Or lumber's up.
There's a hurricane. And plywood costs just doubled.
Yes.
Those kind of things.
Exactly. And one of the things I think not being talked about right now is the shipping.
Oh,
on the coasts right now. and how much that could affect things too.
I read that.
So we just got to be really cognizant of what's going around because there's so much that could affect what we do. But the more shortages we have, the more the prices go up. So if we can start adding to those, you know, labor markets, and that's why the jobs report is so important. So if we start adding to those labor markets and also to the cost of, you know, giving up some cost of developing, well, will be huge.
I've got to be honest with Jim's solution, and he was the first one to bring this up. I might be the elixir for so many young buyers, or no matter what. Got to go to the parents, say, hey, that inheritance, I'll take it right now if you don't mind.
We're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of parents willing to help instead of, and with that same sentiment, it's not the same as it was many moons ago. And then in that light too, I'm working with some retired people who I'm talking to the kids as well, the grown kids who financially understand because mom and dad haven't had a mortgage in 30 years. They don't understand any of this. And they're like, I don't need my mom and dad's money. Hmm. Do what they need to do that's best for them. So on the younger side of things, then the grown adults are saying, I'm set. Let my parents do what they need to do. Let's take this money and put them in a condo. Let's take, you know, to make it easier for them and things like that. So
I think parents should really sit down and talk about this and just say, look, you know, we were going to give our kids, what, pick a number. So much. But the other thing is you see that money going to
toward
value,
something.
Where sometimes if you die, they may do something else.
You can go and go buy dinner at the house that you help buy.
I'm going to go buy that Hummer that guy just had for $110,000. Right? I would not allow that. So.
No.
But a house?
Yes.
Absolutely.
A house is your home. It's your life. It's your identity. It's where a lot of good things happen.
All right, Kristen, can you stick around?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Are you getting inundated with calls and texts and emails? Because every day there's something in the news about this?
Yes, all day, every day.
All right, well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
We're going to send a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Here on a Thursday morning, 52 in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh. Green Bay is catching up a little bit. Wasn't it 47-40 when we started?
Yeah.
So Green Bay catching up. Looks to be another nice day, another nice Friday night for high school football and all those great things. Kristen Ambos here, Point Mortgage Corporation. And again, this is in the news every single day, but it almost seems like the more it's reported about mortgage rates and the Fed and all these things, the more confusing it gets for that person just trying to ask, so what rate will I pay if I get a 30-year mortgage?
Right, absolutely.
They have to wade through a lot of stuff
just
to find that out, right?
Yes, they do. So one of the most common questions is what's the rate today? Because people don't understand how to ask anything else, and I get that. But the big ticket right now is that rates are different for every single person, like we were just talking about. It's not the same as it was, you know, even 5 years ago where we could just say 3%.
Right.
3% across the board. It really determine, like, all the things that go into a rate right now are, what's the term, what's your credit score, how much money are you putting down, what's your loan amount. For one gentleman last week, because if you go under $250,000, it's called the Community Reinvestment Act. They actually give a little bit of a discounted rate. So as long as he stayed under $250,000, his rate was 5.875 without any points. But if he went over $250,000, it went to 5.99.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I know it's not much of a difference, but the same person had two different rates depending on the house he bought.
Mentally having something in the fives versus in the sixes, just mentally that feels better, doesn't
it? Yes. And the main key is to just note, like, between last year, between probably, I would say, October, November, and January, February, that's when rates were the highest. So from then, we're down about a percent and a half to 2%.
That's a
depends
lot.
On when you when you locked in there. So if you're still somewhere in the upper sixes, low sevens on interest rate, it may or may not be the right time to refinance, depending on how much it's going to cost you to refinance.
Do you have to wait a certain amount of time, though, from when you get your first loan before you refinance?
Technically, no.
Oh, okay.
Technically, no. However, your lender's going to tell you 180 days. Because if it pays off in between that 180 days, for most lenders, they have what's called an EPO or an early payoff. And then the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac come back to the lender to get all their return.
Oh.
On anything they paid out on that loan.
Oh.
But that's it. Kind of if you go to a different bank. If you finance with that bank, then you don't get clipped for some of those things.
You still do.
Well,
but I would rather EPO myself than have somebody else EPO me.
Okay. All right. Hey, we talked about the...
That's the truth. Anyone would agree.
The interest rates. Yeah. So what I like about your company, and I said this to you before with Point Mortgage, is someone may come in thinking there's one program. And what did you say? You have 100 different programs and you could...
Yeah,
maybe,
well over. Yep.
That you could introduce them to. Like the guy, I didn't know under 250 that a buy down on that.
Right. That there's a discount to the rate on that right now. Yep. So, and it, a lot of people not everybody has that. You know what I mean? It's lenders, not every lender has that. Not every bank has that. A lot of banks don't have the same programs, you know, so we're a mortgage-only bank.
Right.
So we have almost every mortgage product you could ever think of because that's all we do. And that's a part of why I stay in this side of the business is because if I'm going to lend on mortgages, I don't want to lend on just the cream of the crop. I want to lend to everybody.
So how do people get in touch with you? Do they talk to you personally or do you have staff of people? Or tell me about your structure.
Yeah. So
if somebody's listening right now.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
It's like, I gotta talk to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. No, it starts with me. You always talk to me. But I do have a team. I have an assistant and a production lead as well as an underwriting processor. Those are the steps that go because we have to, efficiency is the other piece of this. So back in the day, I used to hold the loan cradle to grave is what we called it. And nowadays you just can't, we had 60 days to close the loan then. Now you have like 20.
Yeah.
So you need to bring other people on to help keep that file moving. But they always talk to me and I've always got something to say on that loan as far as where do we want to be? Where do we want to go? And that's important to me. But you will talk to other people of my team as well.
But could somebody call your office and talk to you?
Yep, absolutely.
And say, hey, I heard you had Mine on the Mayor and you mentioned so-and-so. Could you explain that to me?
Yep, absolutely. Excellent.
Give me your number.
I'd be happy. 920-606-1156. And you can text me at that number too.
606-1156?
You got it.
Well, Kristen, that's great because I think people, like Johnny said, you know, it's in the news every day and I think people are thinking about it. And just because they contact you doesn't mean they have to do anything. There's really no cost to talking to you. And maybe you could say, hey, look, did you know if you can get that house for under 250, you could save yourself.
And that's exactly what we like to do is show them the why and show them the how. Because there's just a lot of confusion right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so much.
Anytime we can make that as clear as mud, and just help answer the questions.
I'm confused, to be honest with you, because there seems to be like, you know, you hear this report and they'll take it one way, who's ever doing that story.
Yeah.
Then you hear another one and they take a different angle on it, and it seems like two separate things.
It completely is. And if you watch the media, just like any other topic, you get a different story.
That's what I mean.
Just call the expert.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Call an expert that you know and trust and talk to them.
And there does come a time where you just got to put up or... You know what I mean?
Yep.
People can look at, you know, the election. We talk about that. Then, of course, things aren't copacetic in the Middle East. That may affect.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
There's always a lot of things that could affect this.
There's a lot of things.
Of
but you know
parts.
What? At the end of the day, it's like, look, we're going to buy this house and we're going to go through Kristen. We're going to get this mortgage and we're going to move on.
Yeah.
And just let the world pass me by.
The best advice I can give on locking a rate right now is if you're not a gambler, lock.
Right.
If you are a gambler, you can wait it out a little bit, but don't be surprised.
If it
goes the other way.
Well, there's another. We're talking about all these different. There's another option, though. Jim and I are gamblers, but we're losing gamblers.
Lock.
That's right.
Let me help you.
Actually, we just stay away.
That was the best advice
we ever got in this.
Lock it
Kristen
in.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. This is awesome. Really important stuff. And really, right now, the most timely thing going on out there.
920-606-1156. Give Kristen a call. And, thanks for what you're doing for people and for coming on our show. And
thanks for cutting through the BS.
Right.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, you wade right through the whole thing and make it plain.
Transparency is key.
Outstanding. Bring that VW next time.
I will. I'll park it right here.
Can I take it for a spin?
No.
Well.
Yeah, all right. Stay away.
Hey, Todd, you want to just stay out of this?
Yeah.
Top end is.
All right. Coming up next, Noah Cornelius, NBC 20. Thank you so much, Kristen.
You got it.
Thanks,
thank
Kristen.
You.
Back
bye-bye.
Up with
you. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.